What is skepticism? In a nutshell, skepticism is about doubt, in that to be skeptical about something is to have doubts about it. Skepticism can apply to lots of different things. One can be skeptical about a person, example, the proverbial used car salesperson, a topic, example, horoscope predictions, and even objects, example, one might be skeptical that one's clapped-out air conditioning is going to last the summer. What these different forms of skepticism have in common is that one is concerned about whether one can rely on the thing in question, whether it is the advice of the used car salesperson, the predictions made by the horoscope, or the effectiveness of the air conditioning. In short, skepticism undermines belief. Belief that what the car salesperson is telling you is correct, belief that the air conditioning unit will last the summer, and so on. And so this is what we will be focusing upon here. A certain degree of skepticism is often a good thing. Indeed, we talk about the importance of having a healthy skepticism, where this means not simply accepting whatever one is told. Skepticism in this sense is the antidote to gullibility, and surely, no one wants to be gullible. Some things warrant skepticism after all. Take the example I just mentioned of horoscopes. These predictions are notoriously problematic in that they are either very specific, in which case they are often wrong, or more often they are so general that they would fit any eventuality, in which case there is no clear sense in which they are ever right. Moreover, we also know that there is no scientific basis for astrology. Scientists long ago abandoned astrology in favor of astronomy, which, unlike astrology, is an accepted scientific discipline. So there are excellent grounds for being skeptical about the reliability of horoscopes. A healthy skepticism can also prevent us from being taken in by those who want to deceive us. For example, since we know that used car salespeople have a motive for wanting us to buy a car at the highest price possible, we know that we should take what they say with a pinch of salt and not simply accept it completely at face value. More generally, if someone we don't know well tells us something that seems at first blush to be rather incredible, for example, that the Queen of England has just been arrested for shoplifting, then our skeptical instinct should kick in to ensure that we don't simply take this testimony on trust.